It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week. Here's Shireen Herrera.
Hey, it's Lander Biz. We are back in action. Shireen Herrera, Owen Sweeney with the Lander Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, hello.
And we've got Brenda Wortman with Mountain Vista Living in Lander with us. Brenda, this is the second time you've been on Lander Biz. It's good to see you.
It is the second time, and it's good to see you two, too.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yes, of course.
Love seeing you. How have things been going?
Well, I got to tell you, I tried to get my assistant to come up here with me.
Oh.
And she's such a big kitty.
Oh, come on. She was scared.
I said, it's so fun.
It is.
Maybe the next time I come, I can corral her.
All right. We'll see. Maybe third time will be the charm.
Yes.
I know you guys have been super busy.
We have, yes.
At the place. What's been going on?
You know, just life in general. We've got a pretty big crowd now. We do have four empty units right now.
Okay.
But we've got, I wrote it down somewhere. How many people? 21 people.
Nice.
Living there now.
All right.
So, you know, busy with the social events and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Trying to stay warm.
Yes. In fact, the first day that we had the big, horrible snowstorm, you know, when nobody could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what they did down there? It's so cool.
What's that, snowball fight?
No. I suggested sledding, but none of them would go for it. They all had a quilting bee. They met in one of the big meeting rooms that we have in Mountain Vista.
There you go.
All of the ladies were in there, and they made the most beautiful quilt I have ever seen.
That's cool.
So when it snows and you can't go, you build a quilt.
You get creative.
Stay warm, literally, with the quilt.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, Brenda, back with Lander Biz, where we get to take a real deeper dive and look into our local businesses here in Lander.
Right.
So let's talk about Mountain Vista and kick it off with, is Mountain Vista an assisted living facility?
It is not.
So when we say assisted, we do that in quotes. I'm going to say that.
We do.
Yes, yes, yes. So,
which is why we call it a retirement residence, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It is independent living.
Mm.
So it's kind of the best way I have described it to people is it's our own little community inside the wonderful Lander community.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. Very good relationships there. You know, they all just love each other. I mean, you know, they do things together even when they're not at home. You know, they'll go to the senior center for lunch together, or they'll go on a shopping trip to Riverton or Lander.
Oh, okay, great.
You know, but they go out in the community together. So they're all friends up there, which
that's
is really
great.
Nice.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, you don't want them feeling like they're disconnected or that's good to hear.
So how long has Mountain Vista been around?
The inception of Mountain Vista was in 1998. So it's been here for a while. It's been an unknown, hidden little gem for a while because a lot of people thought during the building and even afterwards, and even some to this day, think that when they see that building, that it's the nursing home.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that puts a little bit of confusion. We have gotten some different signage up now. Placement of existing signage we had moved a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we're connected to Mountain Vista and to
Westward Heights, yeah.
And we share a couple of things. We share, first and foremost, a board of directors who are wonderful. I would like to let you know who those
are.
Yeah,
please do. Yeah, absolutely.
Give them some love.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The president of our board is Dean McKee. He used to own McKee and Marburg.
Sure.
He's an accountant by trade. Our vice president is Betty Baker. Our secretary just retired from the board, so we don't have her anymore, but a standing member, Robert Nagy, Dr. Nagy.
Okay.
Lauren Hubble, Amy Smith, Jeff Kimber.
Sure.
Becky Packer. And new to the board is Justice Jacobs.
Oh, wonderful.
Awesome. We've had Justice on.
Yes, we have. Oh, yeah. Justice is one of those folks who's always got his hands in something.
He does.
A very active member of the community. So I'm not shocked to hear that he's on the board.
Well, you know, in the wide range of their knowledge,
this
is the best board of directors I have ever worked with. They're very much hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a question about construction, I can call Jeff.
Right.
You know?
I was going to say.
With the financials, I've got Dean. And,
sure.
And if I don't feel good, no, I can't call Bob. But, you know, just their expertise
sure.
in all of their fields has been, they're an amazing board of directors.
Sounds like a good group.
So
knowledgeable.
Every one of them. And so does Mountain Vista as a whole. Anyway, so we share those wonderful people.
Awesome.
We share a set of double doors that leads from one end of Mountain Vista into Westward Heights, which is very handy for, let's say, one of the residents fell and broke their hip. And, you know, the routine with that is you're in the hospital after your hip surgery, and then you have to have some kind of rehab. So nine times out of 10, they'll go to the nursing home for like 30 days for the rehab. But then the rehab to home, it's right there.
Yeah, literally through the double doors.
Exactly. Plus, the popcorn over there smells really good, and the ice cream machine does, which the residents can come over, go over and take part in. And then we do have a emergency call system in each of the rooms. In fact, three different stations in each of the rooms, in the bedrooms, in the bathroom. And if we are not there, if it's, you know, if it's not 8 to 4 Monday to Friday, they can still pull that pull cord, and we have contracted out with the nursing home that somebody will come over and assess the situation of what's going on. Okay. So those are the things we have in common.
So what are some other special features or direct services and activities that you provide at Mountain Vista?
Okay, as far as the services, I like to say that I have my husband do the honeydews, and well, we're there to do your honeydews.
All right, very good.
So it's like we have, so we do trash pickup three times a week. They put their trash out on silver platters that we provide. Okay, they're plastic covered in silver, but we say we pick up your trash on a silver platter. Anyway, so we take care of that. So especially in this kind of weather, they don't have to go out to the dumpster or whatnot. We do emergency housekeeping if needed. We have a closet full of assisted devices if they need, you know, walkers, grab bars, stuff like that. There is indoor mail and newspaper delivery. So once again, they don't have to go out in weather if that is the problem. And we have a lot of, I spent 21 years at the Lander Senior Center. So we have a load full of information and referrals that are in addition to the services at the senior center that the residents do use, which is a lot of them get the meals delivered, you know, so that's really nice too. We do local transportation. We have a van.
Always see you driving around.
I try to, once I get to work, it's a tendency if you have to run an errand to jump in your own vehicle, but I jump in that because it's got the placards on it and you know where I'm from, and then you can keep an eye on me too.
Then when you speed, we can call in the mountain.
Exactly.
There she goes again.
and then things that might be simple to you and me, light bulb changing. That's difficult, you know, as you age, you know. So, you know, you call us up with any maintenance requests, and my assistant, Deborah, takes care of most of those. But, you know, we'll get it done. We're there to do, like, say, the honeydews. We'll pick up your mail and water your plants if you happen to be in the hospital or out of town for, you know, a couple of weeks on vacation.
So it sounds like a nice combination of convenience and living independently.
Yes, yes. I'm a notary public, so that service is needed, you know, quite often. And I will do that for the public, too, you know, if they call, because sometimes notary publics are hard to find to get things like that done. We'll run, you know, the routine maintenance. We'll run small errands for them if we need to. But
some of the activities, too, because I know always planning something, always trying to keep people active or at least involved in something. You talked about the folks taking it upon themselves to do some quilting in the cold weather, but you guys do offer some activities too as well.
We do. In fact, one activity that we had just recently, right before Christmas, Lauren, who's on our board of directors, Lauren Hubble, she homeschools her children, and there's a group of homeschooled children that came in to sing. I have met some future American Idol people that day. Those kids were amazing. We had the dining room was packed with residents and parents and grandparents. They loved that. Absolutely loved it. Every so often, the Mennonites from Riverton come in and sing, and they thoroughly enjoy that.
Great.
We do a social event at least once a month.
Okay.
Usually involves around the noon hour, which means we fix a nice different lunch for them, you know, different and different activities that go with the time of year that they had me barbecue the hot dogs and hamburgers, because I say I don't cook, but I can barbecue. So I got to do that when we
Brenda can do.
It's another level.
That's right. So you know, we try to keep them busy. They do bingo on Friday nights. They have a chat and chew twice a month, where we in the mornings we'll cook them breakfast and then a little they call it coffee and munchies on Monday mm-hmm. that they do, and all the residents kind of bring something, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, what they've baked or whatnot to share mm-hmm. with the group of them, and that's what they do is they chat and they chew, which is, and they all enjoy okay. that. We get a real good turnout for that.
So you said you have 21 people living there now. So is that 21 apartments that are filled up or?
No, that okay. is, we have 19 units and we have.
Okay, 19 units, yeah, got it.
And we have them 15 full. We had a lady who passed, we were sitting on three. Okay. We had a lady that unexpectedly passed away, which okay. was saddened, but. Mm-hmm. So we have four open units, but in those 15 units that are occupied, there's 21 people
okay.
that we have.
And I'm going to guess they're not all identical units,
they are
right?
not.
Okay,
they
yeah.
are not.
So there's some variety among the apartments there.
There's a lot of variety. There's like 9 different floor plans.
Oh, my. Okay.
Wow. But no two units are exactly alike.
Well, that's cool.
That is cool. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a hotel or something, you know.
Right, right. And you know, our units range in such a in size. Our smallest unit, we have one studio
okay.
unit, and that's 703 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
And our biggest unit, which is a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, is 1204 square foot.
Okay.
You know, so they're very good size, very home-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, units.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
We have one unit that I just love, and it's a 1-bedroom, 1-bath, but it has a huge bedroom.
Okay.
And in between the bedroom and the living room is a 2-sided fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's,
wow.
Yes, that's just, it's a cozy just.
Yeah.
I want a 2-sided fireplace.
Yeah, they're pretty
well,
cool.
That's one of the available ones. We could go roast marshmallows or something. Yeah. Just give me a call.
Yeah, I think my age limit, I'm not
Yeah, I was going to say, yet. Shireen, come on now.
Oh, no. We'll just go in. We'll
check it out.
We'll have a social event.
A little
event.
Special
we'll make
treatment
s'mores.
There. All right. Yeah. Okay.
We need a tour.
Okay, there you go.
For sure. But speaking of the facility itself, how many employees do you have, Brenda?
We have the grand total of two
employees.
Two.
Okay.
Two.
All right.
You and your assistant?
Exactly.
And is that the way you prefer it with two, or are you short-staffed, or
no,
that's just how you like it?
That's just how we like it.
Oh, perfect.
I suppose that makes it more independent. Like, you talk about it being an independent living facility, and that sums that up, too. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My assistant, Deborah Huddleston, she's been there 9.5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She takes care of most of the honey-do list, the changing of light bulbs, the mm-hmm. minor maintenance stuff that needs
Got
to
it.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful cook, so she does all of the cooking for the social events and whatnot.
Okay. Got it.
And then she's my backup.
Uh-huh, sure.
And I'm her backup. I mean, mm-hmm. we really work well together. Mm-hmm. I've been there 2.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem possible, but, you know, so we depend on each other, mm-hmm. you know, and when we do get to, you know, take time off, then I do both jobs and she does both jobs, but both of us are only just a phone call away.
That's great.
Which is a nice thing. Even on the weekends, if something comes up, somebody wants a tour, let's say, but they can't get in during the week,
okay. mm-hmm.
or their parents are going to be visiting on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I literally live right around the corner.
Oh, nice.
You know, and I'm a phone call away.
Oh, yeah, she told us that last time.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I'm a phone call away. So, you know, we change things up like that so that it's not just... You're here for this job, I'm here for this job in these hours.
Because I see, okay.
We both go above and beyond.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
it's
those.
A nonstop job, it really is.
It is.
I would think
it's
so.
It's good to have somebody mm-hmm. like that to support you at work that can have your back, you can have their back as well. It makes it a more seamless operation, and that's what it sounds yep. like, Brenda, with yep. Mountain Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Do the folks rent or buy these places?
When Mountain Vista first opened, they were purchased.
Okay.
And so then, you know, under the same guidelines, you had to be 55 or older and, you know, the guidelines. And then when they wanted to move or whatever, then they were responsible for selling those units.
Oh, the individual.
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that has changed. And I don't know when it actually changed. You can either do a straight lease on the places or you can do what we call a membership. Now, you get the same things done for you,
okay.
Whether you lease or whether you have a membership. What the membership does is like a straight lease. There's a set amount that you would pay for each apartment.
Okay.
Based on square footage, basically. Now, if you were going to do a memberships, and those run anywhere from $10,000 to $115,000.
Okay.
We do have one resident right now who did the $115,000.
Okay.
And what that makes is your monthly budget a lot easier to deal with.
Okay.
Because let's say the couple that did the $115,000, they're in one of our big units.
Mm-hmm.
So they're rent per se would be $2,100 a month.
Got it.
They put down this great big membership and they pay $1,000.
Nice.
Okay, I see.
But that money is theirs. Mm-hmm. Once a year, we amortize 10% of it.
Mm-hmm.
So on the $115,000, it's $11,500. If you do the math, if you're a number junkie like I am, it's kind of like prepaying your rent.
I see what you're saying.
But you actually, you're not paying that full amount. You get a little bit of a break in the rent if you do it by membership.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Brenda, you're a dog lover. I know you are.
I am.
Animal lover.
I remember.
Does Mountain Vista Living allow pets?
They do. They do. Smaller pets. We
no horses?
No horses. And even though like a tarantula is a small pet, I don't know.
There's a process.
That might not go well with horses. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah.
We do have a lovely little guy who lives down there now, and his name is Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
He came with our newest residence that we have.
Awesome.
Okay. All right.
Just with board approval. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so that, you know, we need to meet the animal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To meet the tarantula. And, but yeah, it sounds like a simple screening process.
Yeah, okay. Great. It is because good. Especially when you get older, your pets are your babies and your companions. Mm-hmm. So we definitely never want to take that away.
You know, keeping on the theme of independent living and back to the number of apartments and residences that are there, how many of them have garages? Do they all have garages? Or only some? Do some come with parking spaces attached to them? What's the situation there for those who still want to be out there and driving around?
Okay, so as we said earlier, we have 19 units.
Right.
For some reason, there's 17 garages.
Okay.
But if you don't have an active driver's license,
mm-hmm.
and are not driving anymore, then you don't get a garage.
Ah.
Why would you need a garage?
Okay, right.
So we actually, right now, with four empty units, we have a garage space opened.
I see.
Actually,
we
have two because we put our work van in one of them.
Ah, okay.
You know, but otherwise, or if they have two vehicles,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
they can put one in the garage and then the other they can park.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you at Mountain Vista if they want a tour, if they've got more questions, if they've got maybe a parent or parents that are looking?
They could do something as easily as just stopping by. And we'll go over all that stuff with them. Or they can just give us a call. I actually don't mind calls once again. If it's 6:30 in the evening, you know, when that's when they're, oh, I was going to call Mountain Vista today. Mountain Vista's landline is 332-6612. But the cell phone for me is 349-1795. And they can call and we'll set up a convenient time. I've done tours in the early evening. I've done tours on weekends. You know, so whatever is more convenient for the person looking or the son or daughter or the grandchildren of the person that's looking.
So for people who may be new to the area or who may have lived here for a long time but have never had a reason to know where Mountain Vista is, can you let us know locationally where it's situated?
It's at 180 Chase Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming in from Riverton, you take a left, right?
You take
That's correct. Yep.
And then you turn on, it's called Chase Drive.
Right.
You take a right there, and it's Chevy Chase Edition in Lander, so that's why that's named Chase Drive.
Yeah, and that's right before the big office building.
The big medical building
That's been relatively new here in Lander.
Right, and it's just right there, halfway down the block.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss us now that the signs are all moved.
Yeah, that's right.
You know where we're at, so.
Great.
Well, you and your assistant have had a little extra work this winter taking care of the walkways, I'm sure.
Oh, my.
All of that and more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you're doing a great job. But I'm hoping for a little relief on that front for a bit.
For everybody.
Yes, yes.
Everybody.
You know, because it is. It's you get older, it's super dangerous to.
It is.
You know, when you're out walking or trying to just get a little fresh air. 30 below zero temps, like, you know, just we haven't had any warm enough temps to get any of this ice away. So
you know, and each of our units has a little patio that goes with it.
Right.
Some with privacy fences, some with not. And we also clear those, and it's sliding glass doors. But we have to clear a walkway. What if the fire alarm went off? What if there's a fire? Because that's exit. And we do fire drills. We surprise them when we have them. I won't do a surprise fire drill right now, but you know, it has to be, no, it'd be too cold. But we do have to clear a pathway so that they have safe exit out of the building, because there's a fire, you definitely don't want to go into the common areas, to the common hall or anything, and open that door. So,
well, Brenda, anything we missed with Mountain Vista? I know, like we said, we're just trying to stay warm and, you know, stay upright this winter.
All of us. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah, no, definitely. And so as things get towards the spring or summer, we'll get you back on.
That sounds wonderful. One more little thing I was going to mention.
Please do, yes.
We do have a beautiful library. Becky Packer, who's on the board, who worked for the library for years, her and an associate come in and they really go through those books and they rotate them. And so it's fresh books that are there, that, and it's just a very cozy, it's huge, very cozy place to sit and read, or, you know, just get a book. We have a wonderful workout space.
Okay. Oh, great.
Have a great big pool table in the middle of it.
Okay. That's not working out, Brenda.
Yeah.
Work those arms out.
Working out your gambling skills. There you go.
Use the math.
My pool shark skills.
That's right.
But so we do have those too for indoor entertainment and whatnot. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Good. Good, good, good.
Well, it's been another edition of the Lander Biz Show. I'm Shereen Herrera. Owen Sweeney with the Lander Chamber. Any notes for any housekeeping for the Lander Chamber of Commerce, Owen?
No, just just an invitation to many of our members. Check your membership level. You get a free appearance on this show if you're at a certain level of membership in the Lander Chamber of Commerce. So you're going to be hearing from us. We're going to be calling you, you know, over the next couple of weeks just to get people to come on. We've had a great run. For those who may not know, this is our second year on the air, and in our very first year, we won an award for this event from the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters. So it's a popular show. It's a great way to introduce your business to the community, not just Lander, but Riverton, Dubois, all of Fremont County. It goes out far and wide. So we're here to help you. We're here to help other people know about your business and what goods and services you provide. So let us know if you want to get on here. We'll be calling you anyway, but if you hear this and you're saying, hey, I'd like to get on the show, give us a ring, 332-3892, or you can just pop into the chamber or right across from the iconic Lander Mill right on Main Street. We'd love to get you on the show.
Yeah, this is on the radio and then on podcast as well, county10.com, and wherever you download your podcast, you can find this by searching County 10 and subscribing. Lander Biz 2023. We'll be back next week.